afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Rotoballer Preview Series for your 2019 fantasy football season. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano, today covering the top 10 running backs for 2019. If you've been following the Rotoballer YouTube channel, you've seen all sorts of great content from some great knowledgeable minds. Pierre Camus, Chris Mangano, Nick Mariano, Scott Angle, and the crew over at rotoballer.com has got you covered. So make sure you head over to rotoballer.com, check out all the great content there. The premium package, save 10% using the promotional code ACES. You got your ADP evaluator. You have your lineup optimizer. You name it, it is there, including all sorts of rankings and great stuff for your fantasy football season. The draft guide, we're all contributing there, so make sure you take advantage at rotoballer.com. And like I said, save 10% using that promo code ACES and keep subscribing right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel where you've already watched some of my videos, my top 10 quarterbacks for 2019, my sleeper quarterbacks for 2019, and now today, this one, my top 10 running backs for 2019. And guys, if you're tired of dealing with the same old issues in your fantasy league, okay, switch to the fantasy site built by commissioners for commissioners, fleaflicker.com. Fleaflicker offers email and live drafts, fast live scoring, an easy-to-use interface, powerful commissioner tools, and dynasty features. With 125 scoring categories, 12 positions, a new mobile app, and the ability to automatically import your ESPN league with one click of a button. Fleaflicker is a great choice for your league. I use it for the Rotoballer Experts Leagues, the Rotoballer Challenge on Fleaflicker, and I love the platform. Best of all, it's 100% free. Go to fleaflicker.com/rotoballer and discover why thousands of leagues have switched this season. That's fleaflicker.com/rotoballer. So there you go, guys. Fleaflicker.com, good site. We use it for a lot of the Rotoballer leagues. We like it. That, a couple of other ones, but Fleaflicker, great, great stuff there, courtesy of fleaflicker.com. All right, let's get to the rankings. And sitting atop my rankings is Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants. Current ADP is number one, first running back off the board. Now, you can argue with me, Anthony, I'm taking McCaffrey number one, and I really can't argue back with you. I understand it, okay? I'll just give you my reasons. And the reason with Barkley by a hair over C-Mac is the rushing yards. Saquon Barkley over 1,300 yards last year, 5 yards a carry. We know the receptions were there, 91 on 121 targets, 721 receiving yards, okay? So you're looking at just under a 2,000-yard total season, 15 touchdowns for Saquon Barkley last season. He, to me, I know people are concerned. Eli Manning, Daniel Jones, no Golden Tate the first four games. Sterling Shepard hurt his thumb earlier in the spring. Evan Engram will be the primary receiver there for the Giants anyway, in my opinion. Saquon will be fine. 8 yards, 8 men in the box will slow him a bit, but his ability to catch the ball, he will be fine. He'll be the focal point of that Giants offense. At number two, and again, it could be, I should really say it's one and 1A. And that's Christian McCaffrey, okay? He had about 26 more receptions than Saquon at 107, okay? He had about 146 more receiving yards, 867 receiving yards. Averaged the same in terms of yards per carry, 5 yards a carry, okay? But only just under 1,100 yards, 1,098. Had a slight hair more in fantasy points a game. He was 24.22. Saquon was 24.11. Saquon more touchdowns, 15. McCaffrey, 13. They are very, very similar players. That's why I call it 1 and 1A. I've already drafted out of the one spot. I've gone Saquon. In a few weeks, I draft again out of the one spot, and I will go Saquon again. But if I'm sitting at number two, I'm thrilled with it because I'll take whoever falls to me. Current ADP, he is going. Number two is Christian McCaffrey. At number three, I go Alvin Kamara, the feature back for the New Orleans Saints. Now, they have a potent offense. We know this. Michael Thomas is there. And they brought in Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray should fill that Mark Ingram role where Mark Ingram was usable as a low-end RB2 flex options most weeks of the season. Kamara last year, 23.6 fantasy points a game, a total of 18 touchdowns. Now, we only had 883 rushing yards on 4.5 yards a carry. That's the Mark Ingram factor. That will be the Latavius Murray factor this season. 81 receptions on 105 targets, okay, 709 receiving yards. But again, 18 touchdowns stands out. Alvin Kamara, a rock-solid RB, third running back off the board. I have him there. His ADP is as running back three, going at 1.03 in 12-team PPR drafts. Number four, Okay. I go Le'Veon Bell. Now, full disclosure, if Ezekiel Elliott was on a football field, I would be talking about Ezekiel Elliott right now. He is a stud of studs. I can even maybe have said I would put him at number three over Alvin Kamara. But he's not on the field. And because he's not on the field, he's not in my top 10. Okay, so understand this. If you're watching this and going, Aniana, why aren't you talking about Zeke? He's back. Well, this is where I put him. Okay, I don't need to break down Zeke. The tremendous offensive line, catches the ball, runs the ball, the nose for the end zone. He is the best player on that Cowboys offense. And that's why I think Dallas needs to sign him. But he's not on the field. And if you're drafting today, you got to watch out for him and avoid him. Currently, Zeke is going as the fifth running back off the board, 1.06. I cannot do that. Okay? You don't win your draft with your first-round pick. Everybody walks away with a stud in the first round. But if your first-round pick doesn't play, you lose. You lose your league. Ask everybody who this time last season took Le'Veon Bell and then didn't have him. Unless they had James Conner, their season was over the minute they drafted Lev Bell in the first round last year. So that's why I'm Zeke Elliott, not in my top 10. Nothing about talent, nothing about value, nothing about ability. It's just simply about the fact he's not on the field. So sitting there for number four for me is Le'Veon Bell. Like I said, currently going ADP number six at 1.08 in drafts. Okay, I love him with the Jets simply because of the volume he should have. You're looking at a guy who should touch the ball about 350 times. I expect 300 carries. Last season in the league in 2017, I believe his number was 321 rushing attempts. I expect 300 rushing attempts, another 50 to 60 receptions out of Lev Bell. That's the floor you're getting with him. That type of volume is indispensable. The offensive line is improved. Sam Darnold is there at quarterback. This is a decent offense, improving offense. And again, Le'Veon Bell is the focal point of that offense, like the Barkley's, McCaffrey's, and Kamara's I've mentioned. Okay, last time he played, averaged 4 yards a carry, had 85 receptions on 106 targets, totaled 11 touchdowns. He's a three-down back, like the guys before him. I'm not worried about the 1 year off. I was earlier in the year, but reports are good. He looks okay in camp. And he's going to touch the ball 20 times a game. So give me Le'Veon Bell right now as my RB4 as Zeke Elliott sits at home. At number five, I go James Conner, Le'Veon Bell's successor in Pittsburgh. Guys, we all know it. James Conner was a league winner for you last year until he got hurt at the end of the season. There's no doubt about that. Currently going as RB7. I have him as RB5 with an ADP of 1.11. Okay, 21.5 fantasy points a game last year. 4.5 yards a carry, 973 rushing yards, 497 receiving yards, 13 total touchdowns, including 55 receptions on 71 targets. Pittsburgh's offense will still be good. Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, Ben Roethlisberger, James Washington, Dante Moncrief. That offense will be fine. Vance McDonald as well at tight end. It's a rock-solid offense. Conner will be a focal point. Jalen Samuels will get some touches, get some receptions. Benny Snell is there as a backup. But Conner proved his worth as an RB1. I expect the same this year. I have him at number five, number seven, current ADP. At my number six running back, who's currently the number four running back off the board in ADP, but I can't go that high on him, okay, is David Johnson. And why I'm not going high is that offense is in flux. We don't know how many of those carries, how many of those red zone touches, how many of those touchdowns will Kyler Murray steal from David Johnson. That to me is an unknown. Now, David Johnson is a PPR monster. We've seen him have exceptional success when healthy. Last season, just over 15 fantasy points a game. Now, he only averaged 3.5 yards a carry, 3.6 to be exact. Thus, the reason I have him at number six. 940 rushing yards, 50 receptions on 76 targets, 446 receiving yards, 10 total touchdowns. Notice, everybody I've talked about today, they're double-digit touchdown machines. Important, tremendously important. You're not chasing touchdowns from these guys. Ball's on the goal line. They're getting it. I like that. Okay, but with David Johnson, Kyler Murray factor, does he steal some rushing touchdowns and all of that factor? A rookie quarterback can throw things off, but their offense should be better than it was last year, but we need more than 3.5 yards a carry at David Johnson. So that's why I have him at number six, even though his ADP has him going as RB4 and 1.05 overall. Now, another note, if he was on the field, this is where I would be inserting Melvin Gordon at number seven, but he's not, so he's not my number seven. In fact, more people are afraid of Mel Gordon right now than Ezekiel Elliott as the current ADP, has Mel Gordon going at running back 15 in the third round at 3.04. Okay, another player to avoid. I'm gobbling up Austin Eckler everywhere I can right now. And I think Mel Gordon's holdout does last longer than Ezekiel Elliott's. So Mel Gordon, if he was here, this is where he'd be, RB7. He's not. I move on to my number seven, Damian Williams of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, a lot of people talking about Carlos Hyde, a couple of the rookies there in Kansas City. But then I follow the Chiefs on Twitter every day, and every report over the last couple of days is Damian Williams is still running with the ones, okay? It's not that big a concern. He's currently running back 13, going at 2.11. So I have him. He's my biggest jumper from the current ADPs. I have him at number 13. Now, over the final five games of the season, he averaged 5.12 yards per carry. Now, this was his average, and this is why I'm not overly concerned with Carlos Hyde taking a few carries here and there. Over those final five games, he only averaged 10 carries a game and four catches. It was 14 touches a game is all he averaged down the stretch. Okay, he still averaged 78 yards and a touchdown per game. He had six touchdowns over the last five, 50 rushing yards a game, 28 receiving yards a game on 14 touches. So even if that's a small ball, say he settles in at 15 touches a game, Carlos Hyde gets five, you're still looking at similar production to what he had last year. Now, in the postseason, he was dynamic, okay? In three postseason games, he had 38 carries for 173 yards, 4.55 yards per carry, 16 targets, 11 receptions, 95 receiving yards, and five total touchdowns in three playoff games. And that's why I like Damian Williams. Inside the 10, inside the 5, Damian Williams should be a touchdown monster. His ability to catch and run it in or rush it in, they're both there. Damian Williams is a double-digit top touchdown machine this season, so I'm excited for him. Thus, the reason I have him at number 7, even though his ADP sits at 13. At number 8 is Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns. Currently going as the 8th running back, we match up there, at 2.02, early second round pick. 996 rushing yards last year, 5.2 yards a carry. Not as many receptions as you think. Only 20 catches on the season, 149 receiving yards. Again, double-digit touchdowns, 10 total touchdowns. I am not remotely worried about Kareem Hunt right now. Kareem Hunt will not be on the field until the earliest week 10, okay? Let's get there before we panic. Now, if you want to draft Chubb and then, you know, seal it up and in round 8, round 9, draft Kareem Hunt, go right ahead, carry that dead roster spot. But if Nick Chubb is running well and receiving well and productive, the Browns are playing well, Kareem Hunt will play a secondary role on this Browns offense, which we all know is so new and improved. Odell, year 2, Mayfield, Njoku, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, a steal of a second-round pick last year by the Browns, okay, stabilizing their backfield situation. I have him at number 8, love his value, at the turn in a 12-team league there at 12.02. At number 9, Dalvin Cook of the Minnesota Vikings. And Dalvin Cook is as talented as any running back on this board. The only question is, does Dalvin Cook give you 14, 15, 16 games this season? So I'm going to break down his numbers based on his two seasons, because his two seasons are 15 total games. And in 15 games, he's averaged 4.7 yards per carry. He's had 969 rushing yards. He's had 65 targets, 51 receptions, and 395 receiving yards, and six total touchdowns. That's the only concern. He's got to get in the end zone a little bit more for my liking, okay? But Dalvin Cook in one season put up numbers similar to David Johnson last season. David Johnson, 940 rushing yards. David Johnson last year had 50 receptions. Dalvin Cook for his career, 51 receptions. Johnson, a little bit more of a nose for the end zone. But Dalvin Cook, currently going at running back 10, going at pick 2.05, is a stud in the happening in the second round. Just needs to stay on the field. Two seasons ago, it was a blown out knee. Last year, he dealt with a hamstring. Healthy, you're going to love your investment with Dalvin Cook in round 2. And finally, at number 10, a guy, if it wasn't for his arthritic knee, would be right there in the Saquon McCaffrey conversation, and that's Todd Gurley. And it's just simply because there's so much risk with Todd Gurley. The numbers, we know what they are. 21 touchdowns last year, 580 receiving yards, 1,251 rushing yards, 26.6 fantasy points per game. A complete dominator is what Todd Gurley was. Now, his ADP is actually rising a little bit. There haven't been any issues coming out of camp. So he's going early second round right around the same time as Nick Chubb. He's going as RB9. I have Dalvin Cook by a hair over him. I just try, you know, a hamstring injury is one thing. An arthritic knee is another, and it scares me. You draft Todd Gurley, you've got to back him up. There's no doubt about that. Do they slow him down this year? Do they limit his touches compared to last year? I think they have to, and that's why I have Todd Gurley at number 10. So just missing out of that 10, I got guys like Derrick Henry. I have Joe Mixon. I love Kerryon Johnson. He's just on the fringe, as well as the holdouts, Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon. And remember where I said I would put them if they were on the field. So if you're watching this and these guys are back on the field, insert them where I told you, and then slide everybody back. All right, everybody? I'm Anthony Aniano. This has been Roto Baller Radio right here, the top 10 running backs for 2019. And stay right here on the Roto Baller YouTube channel and check out all the great videos from all the great guys at rotoballer.com. Follow me on Twitter at AAnianoFantasy and enjoy the rest of your day.